AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. 4 days into the war, Israel stepped up airstrikes on Iranian missile launchers and a nuclear research site. Iran retaliated against Israel and across the Gulf region. And Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv, Israel's battling on another front.
Israel said it deployed more troops along its northern border with Lebanon as it continues attacks against Hezbollah. Israel said it is preparing for the possibility of Hezbollah to expand its attack. And so far, it has one division inside southern Lebanon. This comes after Hezbollah launched an attack against Israel, saying it was in retaliation for the killing of Iran's supreme leader.
As for who might replace Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, President Trump was asked about exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi.
Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said that.
Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports.
The war in Iran is leaving Americans in the Middle East in limbo. The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance. They have to register with us.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out, open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend, many of them without government assistance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Global energy markets have been disrupted. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy.
Oil prices sharply higher are already leading to consumer pain points as gas prices and diesel prices begin to jump.
AAA put the national average for a gallon of gasoline at $3.11 on Tuesday. This is AP News. Voters cast ballots in primary elections in three states Tuesday, Texas, Arkansas, and North Carolina, where former Governor Roy Cooper has won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. He'll face former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley in the fall. Meanwhile, Julie Walker has an update on another race.
An Oscar race that was looking like a runaway, maybe a close call after all, with some unexpected late drama.
This is the end of the line.
Not for you.
For months, one battle after another sailed through award season, picking up prize after prize. But the wins for Sinners.
We've been gone a long time. We back now.
And Michael B. Jordan at Sunday's Actor Awards have given the Oscar race what Smoker Stack might call fresh blood. The awards are March 15th. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.